The IEA's winner takes all advisory committee says engagement with some political parties show that the parties are not in favor of the practice. The committee said it has met with almost all the parties with the exception of the NPP. The chairman of the committee, Justice Emil Short, said the parties are not in favor of the practice, so the committee will not relent in its efforts to drive this agenda through.
The various political parties were present and they expressed their views, and quite a number of them were not in favor of their resources. So let me quote, cite one example. Nkumasi, the regional minister, as well as his deputy, came out strongly against Unyathi and stated unequivocally that he thinks it also is not helping the development of the country. So they were represented in our various public consultations. However, we tried also to meet the parties individually, you know, either here or at the headquarters. And although we have been able to meet a number of the CPP, PNC, and but we have not been able to meet the officially the NPP, although we have made several attempts to do so. But with regard to the NDC, I mean, the people who have spoken, I think it's quite obvious that at least the headship of the NDC do not support the winner takes all system.
Justice Short said partisan politics should not be allowed to determine the fate of the country.
We are counting on the support of people like you, the media, to generate public discussion and to put pressure on the government to accept the recommendations which the majority of people feel are going to enhance a national development. Obviously, there will be challenges. Some politicians might want to maintain the status quo for their own selfish ends, but we must impress upon politicians as well as the general public that we must put the national interest first. And if there is a recommendation that promotes the national interest rather than parochial interests, then we should embrace those recommendations or those changes which would promote the national interest. For example, things like having a national development plan, you know, which promotes the national interest, and not having a situation where when there's a change of government, when there's a change of policies and programs, whether it's in education and so on. There are certain policies and programs which are just right for a developing country like ours, and there should be no dispute about pursuing those policies and programs. And we should not play politics with certain issues like the economy, corruption, and so on. And so we really must get serious if we want to move this country forward and stop the politics of pettiness and partisan politics, which is only holding us back.